Protests over immigration raids escalating in Chicago. Tonight, federal prosecutors charging an alleged gang member with soliciting the murder of an unnamed senior law enforcement official taking part in immigration enforcement there, saying Juan Espinoza Martinez posted in Snapchat, 10K if you take him down. Authorities tonight also searching for the driver of this black SUV that the Department of Homeland Security says repeatedly rammed into ICE agents in the white truck. While at a separate event, police appearing to be tear gassed, though not injured, all as President Trump faces new legal battles in his efforts to deploy National Guard troops to two more cities.
Donald Trump's deranged depiction of Chicago as a hellhole was just complete BS.
After a federal judge blocked the president from deploying Oregon's National Guard to Portland, where protests against ICE have been escalating. Tonight, Chicago and the state of Illinois suing to try and prevent President Trump's deployment of troops there.
There was never an insurrection or an invasion on the ground that justified the deployment of the military to our American city.
Though tonight, the president saying he'd consider invoking the Insurrection Act.
Well, I'd do it if it was necessary. So far, it hasn't been necessary. We have to make sure that our cities are safe.
As the White House blasts Democratic officials, noting there were four homicides and 29 people shot in Chicago this weekend. But the governor saying ICE is the one escalating tensions, pointing to this dramatic DHS video of a recent late-night raid saying children were zip-tied, which the agency denies.